Big Black Bear. A big black bear came out from the woods, stuck his nose in the air, and sniffed something good. He followed that scent from tree to tree into the city where he shouldn't be, shuffling along on four furry feet to a brown brick house on Cinnamon Street. The big black bear knocked upon the door. A little girl asked, "How can I help you?" "I'm tired and hungry," whined the big black bear. "Give me some food and a big soft chair." "Come in, please. Wipe your paws on the mat," said the little girl. "I'm a big black bear. I don't have to do that." He plopped in a chair, put his paws on the wall. He leaned too far and began to fall. The big black bear fell flat on his back. "You're a bad big black bear with no manners at all," said the little girl. The big black bear skipped down the hall. He went to the kitchen to eat homemade bread. "Please use a dish," said the little girl. "I'm a big black bear. I don't have to do that." He went into the pantry and came out with his snout in a jelly bean jar. The big black bear began to sneeze and cough. He sneezed that jar right off his snout. Jelly beans flew all over the place. "Cover your mouth when you cough and sneeze." "I'm a big black bear and I do as I please. I'm still hungry and want you. So, little girl, don't try to run away. I've eaten other little girls before, and now I'll eat you." Suddenly a voice yelled, "Not a nice thing to do." The little girl turned, and to her surprise, in came a bear that was twice as big. "Mama," the real big black bear said, "little black bears shouldn't tell lies. Come over here and apologize to the little girl." "I'm very sorry, I just wanted food," said the little black bear. Little black bear cleaned up his mess. Then he walked over to say, "I'm still hungry. May I please have some pie?" "Of course you can, and I'll tell you why. I think you've learned your lesson. Always mind your manners," smiled the real big black bear.